Last night, I had the most unique Aldi experience ever. I just wanted to go grocery shopping, and I wanted to go someplace cheap. I wanted to go to Aldi, and I wanted to buy some things before my family comes up to Chicago this weekend, and I have to make a bunch of food for church. So I look up where Aldi is on my phone, and I say, oh, there's 1.8 miles down the road that I live on. Great. So I drive down there, and they're closed during construction for who knows how long. Next door is a Dominick's, which is an expensive grocery store. So I'm like, I'm not going to Dominick's. I'm going to find another Aldi. So I find another Aldi on Google Maps on my phone. And it's a lot closer to downtown, but it's on the same road. So I figure, hey, I'm not even leaving the street that I live on. I'll just keep going down this road. So I'm driving towards downtown Chicago. The buildings are getting bigger and bigger. And everything's getting kind of closer and closer together. And so I finally get there and I see it's in this like three-story building with a bunch of other shops like Trader Joe's. And there's no parking. There's like street parking. So I'm like, oh no, I don't want to do street parking or pay to park to go to the grocery store. So I drive around behind the building and they have parking in like a parking garage underneath the building for Aldi. Or up on the second floor if you want to go to Trader Joe's. So I go in the Aldi parking. And so it's like an underground parking garage. And then I ride up an elevator two floors to get up to Aldi. And then when I get to Aldi, you know how usually you put in your quarter to get your cart? They don't have those kind of carts. They just have free roaming plastic carts. So I'm like, oh, this is different. So I go through the store and it's pretty nice. And then I realize music's playing. There's never music playing in Aldi. So that was different. And then after I checked out, they have little machines where you're bagging your groceries, tiny little machines where you put in your parking pass and get your parking validated. So I got my parking validated just to go to Aldi. And then you have to go back out with your grocery cart, ride down in the elevator into a parking garage. It was weird. It was like, I've never had this kind of Aldi experience before. But the prices were still pretty good. I almost didn't find my ranch dip, but I had to scour the store like two times and then I finally found it. So that was my very unique Aldi experience.